If Americans are increasingly divided over the war in Iraq, so it appears are the Iraqis.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
A year since President Bush proclaimed victory from the deck of the carrier Abraham Lincoln, a New York Times CBS poll shows the public just about evenly split over whether American troops should stay the course, in the words of President Bush. That is to say, stay as long as necessary to stabilize the situation in Iraq. As to whether the United States did the right thing in invading Iraq in the first place, that figure goes down even as the American death toll goes up. 46% now say the United States should have stayed out. That is up from 37% in a month. And undoubtedly connected with the reverses suffered in Iraq, President Bush's overall approval rating now stands at 46%, the lowest level of his presidency, down from 71% last March, down from a high of 89% after the 9/11 attacks. Interesting is that if an increasing number of Americans want their troops out of Iraq, so do an increasing number of Iraqis. In a Gallup poll for CNN and USA Today, 42% of Iraqis said they believe their country is better off since the invasion, but 45% said the war had done more harm than good. And 71% viewed America as an occupier, to 19% who saw America mostly as a liberator. The poll indicated a widespread perception that American forces have been indiscriminate in the use of force against civilians. Still, paradoxical though it may seem, the poll showed a majority of Iraqis continuing to say that the hardships they suffered to depose Saddam Hussein were worth it. A large majority spoke of being freer to talk and to worship. Being asked for their opinion must itself have been a novel experience for Iraqis, and it may well be that some hedged their responses. But Iraqis seem to be saying, "Thanks for coming, now you ought to be going," and the attitude of many Americans seems to be not much different. This is Daniel Shore.